is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Summer's one thing, but it'll be so hot and sticky in some parts of the country today, it'll be difficult to breathe. Extreme heat warnings are in effect for large portions of the central U.S. Meteorologist Frank Pereira at the National Weather Service.
For some of the areas that are under excessive heat warnings, we're looking at heat index values that will top out way above 100, and that's when you factor in both the heat and the humidity. So we're looking at a very warm, humid air mass.
Severe storms flooded out parts of the East and Midwest over the weekend. In Maryland, there were more than 100 water rescues in just 2 hours. The number believed missing from July 4th flooding in Texas Hill Country has dropped. CBS's Chanel Call.
Officials dramatically lowered the number of people missing from the catastrophic flooding in Kerr County from about 100 to 3. They say many who were initially reported as missing have been verified as safe. The 4th of July flash flood killed at least 135 people. This week, Texas state lawmakers will hold a special session partially aimed at improving severe weather warnings.
The Hamas-run health ministry says 86 people were killed yesterday trying to get to food aid trucks in Gaza. CBS's Lee Kinnery at the foreign desk.
It's not just bullets they come up against. A stampede at a GHF location killed 20. The crush of thousands of people facing chronic food shortages. The United Nations say 2 million people are being starved.
A new CBS News poll finds President Trump's support has taken a double-digit hit. CBS's Jennifer DePinto.
42% of Americans approve of the job he's doing, a slight dip from 45% last month and off the highs reached earlier this year.
Our survey finds the president's lost major support on things like immigration and the economy, and he's dealing with fallout from both sides of the aisle over the way he's handled the Jeffrey Epstein case. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass sounding off on CBS's Face the Nation on ICE raids and tactics.
They don't identify themselves, and how on earth do they know that they're a threat when they're just chasing random people through parking lots, going to car washes? Well, it's difficult to get your car washed in Los Angeles. Now, the employees won't come to work out of fear that a raid will take place.
Police in New York State say the search for a child has ended in tragedy. CBS's Lisa Rosner.
9-year-old Melina Fratolin has been found dead. An Amber Alert was issued for her after her father said she was abducted. The Warren County Sheriff's Office initially led the investigation and identified inconsistencies in the father's account of events.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's not just one old Y getting torn down. At one point, 401 Wisconsin Avenue housed the YMCA. That building is now being demolished to make way for a parking lot. It'll be under the purview of Dominion Properties, the operators of the adjacent Hotel Verdant. Demolition is expected to wrap up by September, with the new lot projected to open by November. The former downtown YMCA building on Lake Avenue, which closed in 2019, is also getting torn down. The city is planning to finish that work and clear the site by the end of October. The future of that property remains uncertain as officials seek ideas for redevelopment. The final standings for the fishing contest are in. The Salmonorama Grand Prize goes to James Schmidt, taking the top spot with a 29.5-pound Chinook salmon caught off of Port Washington. Randy Kisley was fishing from Racine and rounded out the top 10 with a 24-pound brown trout. Bridge closures start today on 6th Street in Racine. Construction crews are starting deck repairs on two key spans. The impacted sections run between Mound and Racine Street and between Marquette and Stannard. Detours are posted. The project aims to be wrapped up by mid-October. And the Kenosha Homecoming Car Show kicks off tomorrow. It starts a week celebrating the city's rich automotive history. Car collectors and fans will gather on day one for special cruise-ins at Danny's Cafe and the Danish Brotherhood. The event culminates with Saturday's massive show and swap meet at Kennedy Park. When the event was last held, nearly 800 Kenosha-made cars were on display. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Brewers head to Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight. The Brewers opening a three-game series against the Mariners at T-Mobile Park. The Brewers with a 6-5 win yesterday on the road against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Manager Pat Murphy pleased with catcher Eric Haas and shortstop Joey Ortiz.
It felt good that we kept grinding at bats out. They know how they have to play. And, you know, Eric Haas, you know he doesn't get to play very much, getting a big RBI. Oh, two outs. You know, Ortiz, what can you say about the way the guy plays? Defensive.
The Brewers have now won 10 in a row. NFL Packers reporting to Green Bay for the start of Wednesday's first day of practice. Linebacker Quay Walker, physically unable to perform. He's been dealing with that ankle injury at the end of last season.
Hard to say. I think I just do too much thinking, to be honest with you. Instead of just going out there and just play. Half is making me think, whatever the case may be. It just be me trying to do everything right instead of just lining up and just playing. I can be a real, real productive player.
That's Packers linebacker Quay Walker with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 66 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
I was in Target with my mom. She opened her wallet and all her credit cards were individually wrapped in tinfoil. She unwraps one and hands it to me as if that's a completely normal exchange of information. I go, we're not gonna talk about that. She goes, talk about what, Kathleen? I go, the tinfoil, Mom. She goes, well, obviously you have not been keeping up with the news. I said, well, no, I actually thought I had been. Well, then you must have missed the story about the ray gun people. There are people now, Kathleen, with computer ray guns, and they can shoot that ray gun through my purse, through my wallet, and they gather all of your personal information off of that strip on the back of your debit card. I thought, okay, my mom's not stupid. She was a nurse for a million years, so I called my friend, who's been a cop forever, and I asked him about the ray gun people and told him about the tinfoil. He said, what I do know from being a cop for 20 years is that crazy people love tinfoil. That is a fact. An old cop told me that. Always carry tinfoil in your squad card. If you come across someone who's mentally ill and having a psychotic break, just tear off a piece of tinfoil, you calmly walk over and go make a hat.
Oh, Sportsman Louie Louie, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. It's 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. It's a Monday morning. I know. It's tough getting up on a Monday, but it's tough for me, too, getting up on Monday morning at 4:30 in the morning. Trust me. I don't say, oh, goody. It's 4:30. Let's get up. It's a struggle. Anyway, so we're going to have a beautiful day today. And as a matter of fact, beautiful days ahead here. Sunny today with a high near 85. Clear tonight. Low 68. Sunny tomorrow. Highs near 81. Sunny, 68 degrees right now at Radio Park. It was really cold. We were at the concert last night, the Racine Concert Band concert at Festival Park. We're now on the big cement stage in the back, right by the lake. And people putting their coats on last night. It was pretty chilly. Yeah, but it was nice. I mean, I like it like that, but a lot of people thought it was a little cold. But hey, you know, hard to believe, July cold, huh? It's 12 minutes after 6. Hey, coming up a little later on, David Marins is going to be here, and Tom Karko as well. David Marins' father, Lyman Marins, was program director of WRJN for years. He's going to be part of our WRJN Historical Markers series, number 13, Lucky 13. And we'll be talking to David Marins, and also Tom Karko will fill in the gaps. And we have some audio from Lyman Marins going way back. Tom will fill us in on that as well. That's all straight ahead, 7 o'clock. Plus, we've got tickets to give away this morning if we have time to the Racine Theater Guild production of The Drowsy Chaperone. So that's all coming up here. But right now, you know what we need? We need some
help. I need somebody help. Not just anybody help. You know I need someone help. When I was young, so much younger than today, anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being right.
From the movie, originally titled Eight Arms to Hold You, they switched it at the last second to Help. And I'll tell you how last second it was. When they released the song Ticket to Ride for the movie, it said right on the 45 RPM record from the United Artists movie Eight Arms to Hold You. So even when they released the song, they didn't have the movie Help titled yet. It's 6:15 at WRJN. Ah, yesterday was National Ice Cream Day. Do you have any ice cream? We've got a funny Eddie Murphy bit coming up later on about ice cream. Our top five flavors are chocolate, vanilla, mint chocolate chip, butter pecan, cookies and cream, and then followed by strawberry, cookie dough, salted caramel, rocky road, and pistachio. A recent report from Instacart found that vanilla is really the most purchased flavor at stores, not chocolate. Anyway, my favorite is coconut. You can't find that anywhere. So they said, we made a batch for you. All they was put coconut flakes in it. No, you got to give coconut flavoring in there. And it's very difficult to find some. I remember there used to be a custard shop near me in Brown Deer. They always made coconut ice cream. And if they didn't have it, they made a batch for me. But it was really coconut ice cream. It was really, really good. But yeah, you don't find that much anymore. 6:16 WRJN. Yeah, local news, timeless hits. On a Monday morning with Mary Wells and my guy.
Nothing you can take. my God.
What you say?
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Tell me more.
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
619 WRJN local news. Timeless hits. Sunshine today with a high near 85. Clear tonight, low 68. Sunny, highs 81 tomorrow. Sunny at 68 degrees. A beautiful morning right here at Radio Park. Well, if you've been to a sporting event with a kiss cam on the Jumbotron, you're probably used to some unexpected hijinks. But this couple isn't laughing. You may have seen this in the news because it's all over social media with memes and just really heavy-duty stuff on these two guys. Chris Martin joked about a couple being shy or having an affair during a Jumbotron segment at a recent Coldplay show, and apparently the man, who's the CEO of a company called Astronomy, I think, was having an affair with the HR head. And there they are on the Jumbotron kiss cam together. And now the world knows he was cheating on his wife. Whoa! A little awkward, huh? Now, there's word is he's suing Coldplay for doing it, but I don't know how you're going to do that because this is done at every ball game, every event, the Jumbotron. I would say if you're going to cheat on your wife, don't go to a stadium with 40 or 50,000 people and have a chance of being put on the Jumbotron. Why would you do something dumb like that? It's 620 local news. Timeless hits WRGN. Here's Pete with the beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I love it when I hope rumors are true. According to the New York Post, there are rumblings that Fleetwood Mac will reunite. It's not just from the paparazzi, but rather from Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. They did a coordinated Instagram post sparking rumors. Nicks posted song lyrics from Frozen Love, and Buckingham completed them. The two famously dated and broke up, just like fellow band members Christine and John McVie. Breakups have served the band well, though, because the album they were making during said breakups was Rumors and was awesome. I'm a sucker for a good cop show. My favorite detective show in the last several years is probably Amazon Prime's Bosch. And I also like the spinoff Bosch Legacy. The show has produced yet another spinoff called Ballard, which is based on a character introduced in the last season of Bosch Legacy, Detective Renee Ballard. The detective elements of the show are great, but star Maggie Q lacks a certain charisma. Having said that, there is a lot going on, and the cold cases Ballard takes on are pretty cool. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Hospice Alliance Hospice House is a one-of-a-kind tranquil home setting located in Pleasant Prairie. In the Hospice Alliance Hospice House, patients receive 24/7 nursing care and support. It's been a warm and welcoming home away from home for patients and their families since 2003. Just one more reason to consult the experts at Hospice Alliance, where quality of life and adding life to days is the priority of care. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org.
WRJN is your official information destination for the Kenosha AMC Homecoming. After 3 long years, it's back. A week-long celebration of Kenosha's iconic automotive legacy. It all starts tomorrow night at 4 with the opening cruise-in at the Danish Brotherhood Lodge on Sheridan Road. Then, all week long, get your fill of classic car excitement. High-speed thrills with AMC Racing. A special evening cruise-in at the original AMC factory site. The Friday night parade and downtown block party. A massive swap meet full of vintage finds. And it all wraps up with the world's largest AMC car show at Kennedy Park. Go to WRJN.com for a complete listing of AMC Homecoming events. And stay tuned to WRJN for each day's can't-miss events. Powered by Scoops Ice Cream and Candy. Keeping Kenosha in the summer spirit. Anaya's Auto Repair. Diagnose it. Fix it. Done. And the brand new station on 6th, where good times are always on duty. Local news and timeless hits for your timeless ride. WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Collect new brewer swag designed by Wisconsin artists at T-Shirt Tuesdays, presented by Hupi and Abraham. Be one of the first 10,000 at the game on August 12th for a special shirt by Emily Balsley. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
Sedaka, Cal the Girl, 627, local news, time let's hit to WRJN. You know, if you're an executive, you got to make decisions occasionally, and you hope you make the right decisions. Case in point, M&M's had a chance to be that candy featured in the movie E.T., the extraterrestrial. Remember when E.T. was getting the candy from, what's his name, the kid? I forget his name all of a sudden there. Anyway, M&M's turned it down, and Reese's Pieces jumped at the chance and saw a 65% jump in profit. So here's the question. Whatever happened to those M&M executives that turned down that decision? Where were they working the day after E.T. came out? Huh? Leslie Gore, here's some sunshine this morning.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes. So come on, join in, everybody. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way.
think she sang that in the movie Ski Party. Remember that? She was on the bus with Dwayne Hickman and a bunch of other TV stars that made that movie Ski Party in 1965, I think it was. Yeah. Anyway, good morning. It's exactly 6:30. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There is greater access to health care today in Racine. Pillar Health is opening up their new clinic at Julian Thomas Elementary School today. It's providing neighborhood-based primary medical care with a focus on students and families. It's officially called a federally qualified health center, and it allows for sliding fees and enhanced Medicare and Medicaid reimbursement. The center will offer mental health counseling soon and will transition to a larger permanent community health hub in 2026. The man accused of hiding the body of missing Antioch woman Megan Boas earlier this year has now been arrested by ICE. Jose Luis Mendoza Gonzalez was released by a Lake County judge on pretrial supervision earlier this year. Police say he stored Boas' remains in a container at his home in Waukegan for weeks until they were found in April. Local officials are urging a criminal trial in Illinois, arguing that deportation could mean that suspect walks free. Salmonorama has its winner. James Schmidt landed the biggest fish of the tournament, a 29.5-pound Chinook salmon caught off of Port Washington. The top 10 included anglers from all over the region, including Randy Kisley fishing from Racine. He took 10th place with a 24-pound brown trout. And it's now a recurring story. Hazy skies from Canadian wildfires and high heat. Cooling centers could be opening later in the week with highs hitting 90 and the heat index values over 100. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
We don't have a farm bill and commodity prices continue to crater. So why are Wisconsin farmers still optimistic? I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. We'll find out an answer next.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and, of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Jeff Hatichek is an assistant professor in the Agriculture and Applied Economics Department on the UW-Madison campus. He said a recent survey done by Purdue University shows, despite all the pitfalls that Wisconsin farmers are working around, they remain optimistic about their future.
I think when it comes to farmer sentiment, you know, I'm actually surprised. I think farmers are generally more optimistic than I would have anticipated if I would have expected to be at this point here in July. You know, my colleagues at Purdue do this ag barometer, and they test sort of current farmer sentiment and their prospects about the future. And even though, you know, farmers generally acknowledge that trade uncertainty is harmful for their economic bottom line, I think they're still optimistic that in the long run, you know, these negotiations will result in a little bit more favorable outcomes.
Jeff Hatichek, he's an assistant professor in the Department of Applied and Agriculture Economics on the UW-Madison campus. He said the big, beautiful bill recently adopted into law actually has about 90% of what normally would be included in a farm bill. He said farmers remain optimistic that some of the trade negotiations going on will benefit them in the long run.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And it looks like your palate is going to get a surprise at this year's Wisconsin State Fair on Friday. The State Fair announced that they're looking at nearly 100 brand new foods and 16 new food and beverage vendors joining in them for the big event coming up in August. Things like Dubai Funnel Cake, Pineapple Sunrise, Dill Dog Dorito Bombs are some new food opportunities they've added to the list. More details available now at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 66 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
The simple day used to be like take a girl out to the movies, right? That used to be perfect because you're like, oh, that's not expensive. But have you been to the movies lately, though? Have y'all been to the $9.50 a pop in New York City? $9.50, that's $19? Ladies, let me explain. If I spend $19 on a first date, that ain't a first date no more. That is a committed relationship. See, I love you. I love you. Shoot, second date, I'm asking you to marry. But movies, you should not have to APR finance tickets to get in the movie. And then, you know, women, y'all like to cuddle, and my girl, she likes to cuddle and talk and kiss, and her. At $19 a pop, we paying attention to everything that's happening on that screen. There ain't no interruptions. Every time she like, give me a kiss, I'm grabbing her head. Girl, watch the movie. You know what? Get your number two pencil out, because I'm going to quiz you when this movie's over.
Keep me hanging on. That's the original from 1960, I think 465. And then the Vanilla Fudge had a version, I think in 1966, around there, rock version of the song. And in the 80s, Kim Wilde had her version of You Keep Me Hanging On. I think we're due for a new version. It's been a while since we had a version of that song. I saw the video for this. It's adorable in a way. Paramedics in Arkansas saved a raccoon that got his head stuck in a soup can. They were about to start a 12-hour shift the other day when they saw a raccoon walk by with a can of Campbell's Chunky Soup on his head. They used special shears and a ring cutter from their ambulance to cut it off. And then after they did, the raccoon was fine, ran off in the street without even saying thank you. But it's surprising how the raccoon just was very calm and letting them work. They held him like, you know, you held a cat or something. And he was very calm. And when he got it cut off, you know, shook his head and ran off with no thank you, no acknowledgement, no nothing. But it was a good video. And they tried to twist it off and they couldn't do it. It was really stuck in there. But they had the right tools in the ambulance. Hey, here's Elvis. Here's Kentucky Rain.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go. Never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes. Photographs to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? Drove on through the rain. As he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes.
Kentucky rain. Oh, you love it. 6:43, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. All right, you don't have to pack your kids' lunchbox now, but you will probably in a month or so. And here are the top things kids will want packed in their lunchbox when school starts again. Pizza, chips, cookies, fruit snacks. What do you mean? No salad, no fruit? Hard to believe, huh? Hey, it's going to be sunny today. Gorgeous day. Highs near 85. A clear sky tonight. You might be some meteor shower. We're going to talk about those meteor showers coming up shortly. Clear tonight. Low 68. Sunny. 81 the high tomorrow. Right now, sunny and 68.
I started a joke. It started the whole world crying. But I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only seen
the joke was on me.
Bee Gees. That's before they discovered disco. I started the joke. 646, make it 647 at WRJN. You know, I was talking to a nurse the other day. I had to go into the hospital for something, a real quick thing I do every 6 months. Anyway, so I was in there talking to her about the MRI machine. And did she ever have any troubles with it there with people wearing metal? And no, but we talked about stories about people getting killed because there was metal in the room when they turned on the MRI machine, which is a giant magnet. There's cases where, and not here, but across the country, where there might have been a fire extinguisher left in the room, and boom, just killed the person in the MRI because it goes shooting across the room. Same thing with somebody brought in a walker, a metal walker, and boom, it killed him. Then, right after I got done talking to her, this story was in the news. A 61-year-old guy on Long Island, Westbury, Long Island, critically injured. He walks into a hospital's MRI room with a big chain necklace on. Now, boom, the magnet sucked him in. Witnesses say he ignored orders to stay out of the room. That's how powerful those MRI machines are. That guy was just wearing a chain necklace. They make you take off all your jewelry and everything. And if you have a pacemaker, obviously you can't do it because it'll suck it right out of your chest. Hard to believe that they're that powerful, huh? 648, local news, timeless hits, WRJN Sunshine today with a high near 85, sunny and 68 right now, right here at Radio Park.
Tailgate like a legend with ice-cold drinks and high-octane energy at Studebaker's Fuel & Food. Crack open summer with bold energy boosts, frosty sodas, and refreshingly cold waters from Racine's hydration destination. Stock up on adult beverages, grab jumbo bags of ice, and keep that cooler packed for your crew. Need it fast? Swing inside or hit our lightning fast drive-thru. We keep it cool, you keep it legendary. Studebaker's Field & Food at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. So before you hop on the bike this summer, make sure that you're properly insured by calling the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He'll look your policy over free of charge and with no obligation, so that you're free to relax and enjoy the road ahead. And the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. He's the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
Located right on the scenic riverfront, the Chart Room is Racine's go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and unbeatable vibes. Known for their famous Chart Room chicken, this hot spot also has live entertainment on Saturdays from 7:30 to 10:30. Fun doesn't stop there. Just a short walk, head to Bridge Tender Tavern for Friday karaoke at 8 p.m. and sing your heart out. Whether you're here for the food or music, enjoy it all while watching boats glide by and the sunset from the comfort of their patios. Cheers to good times by the water.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory.
At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free confidential support 24/7. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211, or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
WRJN. I always dreamed the boy I love would come along. And he'd be tall and handsome, rich and strong.
True fact about that song. The man who produced that song eventually went to prison for murder. Yeah. Murdered his girlfriend. It was Phil Spector. He produced so many great songs. He had the Wall of Sound. What a talented guy, and added to something stupid. And he wound up, I think he's dead now. I think he died in prison. Yeah. Odd fact. Not really a good morning thing to hear, is it? Oh, we talked about that meteor shower. It's called the Perseid meteor shower. It started the other night. And if you look up at the sky over the next month or so, and we should have a clear sky tonight, you'll get a good chance of seeing a shooting star. Now, it doesn't peak until mid-August, but you can see it tonight if it's a clear sky. Just remember, it's a shooting star. So you got to make a wish, all right? At least that's what I heard. 6:54 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Here's Carole King.
I feel the earth. When you look at me that way.
tumbling down, a tumbling down, tumbling down.
There you go. That was the flip side to It's Too Late. Carole King, I Feel the Earth Move at WRJN. Well, some guy with a hidden camera went into a bunch of fast food places and asked if they could make him a burger that actually looks like it does in the commercials. You know what they said? Okay, we'll do it. You just have to ask. They put some more effort into it, and he got a burger that looked just like it did on the TV commercials. Funny how that works, huh? Hey, coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning, it's another WRJN historical marker.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear.
Scott McKenzie. Man, that was a special time in life. That's San Francisco. Haight-Ashbury section of San Francisco. That was kind of weird. You look back now and it looks weird. It didn't look weird back then, though. It's exactly 7 o'clock. Let's check our news, right?
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Receive Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, Airline.